NPR's Robert Benincasa has been looking at another report put out by the Labor Department, one that tracks hiring, firing, and quitting. What are you finding out in there?
Well, it's this other report, and it's called JOLTS. And JOLTS stands for Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. Even in a recession, there are millions of people getting hired every month. So in June, there were almost 3.8 million people hired. So that's not as many as before the recession, but there still are opportunities out there.
In a way, though, it does seem strange to hear it. Frank Langford says, well, it's bad. You're saying there's a chance. You know, you can go out there and get a job.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds counterintuitive. I talked to John Haltewanger. He's an economist over at the University of Maryland. He tells me that about half these hires are just a normal turnover in the labor market, someone leaving a job and someone replacing them. The other half, though, he says, really represents businesses that are doing well despite the larger economy.
Right.
And in terms of the layoffs, you know, the layoffs continue, but they may have peaked in the spring. And, you know, of course, the hope is that they'll start to drop off more dramatically in the future.
Well, how would somebody know out there, somebody who's really stopped looking for a job, that indeed some people are hiring, some sectors are hiring workers?
Well, I mean, it's difficult. Of course, it's difficult to find out. The pockets of prosperity that the economist was talking about, they exist all over the labor force and across sectors, across regions. We do know that over the summer, we saw some improvements in home building. We saw some improvements in manufacturing. And today's employment situation report showed that there were some small amount of jobs added in the education and health services sector.
Okay, so the jobs are there. What do the professionals say about how to wake up some morning, perk up, and go out and actually find
right.
something that you hadn't been thinking about?
Right. Well, the job recruiters say one of the first things to do is to look at your skill set and think about how those skills might translate to another industry. So someone who is a good salesperson might find that they're good at marketing. And someone who's done web servers for a corporation might be able to do the same kind of thing for a nonprofit. One of the hardest things, really, is that people who are in the workforce now are pretty reluctant to quit. So the number of job openings remains pretty small. You know, when times are good, over 3% of the jobs in the economy are open. You know, right now, it's about 2%.
2%. Another factor in that, talking about people who are actually working, it seems they feel that they have to work harder, really sort of improve their job performance just to hang on to that job.
Right, and the data bear that out. Productivity has actually gone up, even though the overall workforce is smaller. So this Labor Day, we have a smaller, productive workforce doing more work.
NPR's Robert Benincasa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And to mark Labor Day, we've launched a multimedia feature on our website. It's called The Way We Work. You can see and hear people talk about their work and what it means to them.
Got a 2000 Ford truck. How many miles here? We get 10,000 on. How many get 10 to 10, 5, 7, 7.
Mostly people are very interested to know that midwives are still working. They're still doing that.
One of the things that I do notice by keeping a job, paying bills, taking care of my son, is people look at me as a different individual. They smile. They accept me. They I'm so proud of you.
Stories about the way we work at the new NPR.org.